short-term solutions. Let's find ways to throw Band-Aids at this big old problem. But eventually what begins to happen is the visionaries and the people that are wanting to take ownership of the city begin to rise up. And now there's a strengthening of that group that started out with some ideas, but it's really beginning to gain momentum now in building an organized response to the problem. We've gathered some pretty high-level leaders in the process of, folks who've been part of a big picture before, people who were top executives with, Disney and General Motors and Pepsi Cola, and folks that were, they've seen a big picture. They know what it looks like. It's bigger than Shasta County. And they are now beginning to gather their strength and own where they live and where they live and why they're here largely is due to the apostolic mission that they've found here. And so this fathering strength and this identity of who they are and how their anointing has worked their whole life, it now has a new context. And that is, I'm part of an apostolic mission. And so now we have, and these key guys really are business leaders that are allowing this apostolic mission to wash through their anointing. And one of them says, I had a group of businessmen that I was, he had his type of business is to gather world leaders and do summits for creativity and networking and that sort of thing. And they were in New Orleans. And they met a group, they were called Friends of New Orleans, that were the number one driving force behind the renovations and the repairs of that city. That they finally decided that the government was unable to respond to the needs of the city. And so successful, wealthy people who were either from New Orleans or had some familial, family level connection with New Orleans, have all pulled together, created this organization, and they began to restore the city and rebuild buildings and rebuild neighborhoods and fund different things for schools. And it's quite amazing what's happening there. But he said, essentially, the fathers returned to the city.